Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara, binding, anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable, amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a speaker, and an author. And my goal is to help people find the joy. And so I was guided to create this show a number of years ago. And I'm really bad at remembering when exactly I did things, so I just go with a number. And this was a show that was created so that people could ask those questions that they have about their lives that they haven't been able to come up with the solution in their own mind, because this is about connecting with a higher source, connecting with the universal mind, if you want to consider it that way, connecting with that part of us that we may not have been taught about. We each are always connected with God, Source, Creator, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to give. And there's never any separation. But that's not what we're taught. So we believe that we have to do something special or prove that we're special in order to have that connection. And actually, there's no way that you could not have that connection. It's a natural part of who you are. It's a natural part of your life, of your existence. And so this is a show where I use my ability to hear those divine beings that we're connected with to get answers to the questions that you ask. So your answers don't come from me in my mind. They come from Source, God, whatever name you want to use. And they are the answers that are for your highest good. Answers that are based on what it is you intend to create in your life. What it is you believe in. What it is that's important to you. So that's why this show was created, so you would have a way to get those answers. Get them for yourself. And to know what is right for you. So if you have a question, give me a call. The number is 646 716-5045. That's 646-716-5015. And right now I'm running a special for the people who want to experience a session with me, experience the energy upcycling, the connecting with the goddess Ast, who is an amazing, amazing energy, and experience dear innate statements that can help you to open up to being so much more than you've ever imagined yourself being. And so for the next week, a session with me is $99, so that's half price. And if that's something that you're interested in, then you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and use the donate button, which is a tab under About Barbara. If you click on that, you'll see a drop-down menu, and donations is one of the things listed in there. So if you go in there and pay the $99, and then you can go to the Into 8 scheduler, which is what I use, and schedule your appointment, then you can have a 45-minute session for half the normal price and start really looking into who you are and what's actually important in your life. That's one of the beautiful things about the energy of this year and all of the changes that are occurring. It's opening us up more and more to who we actually are, to living the truth of who we are being. And I know that's happening in my life, that I can feel the difference. And sometimes I just feel so wonderful. And I just find myself laughing out loud for no reason whatsoever, except for the fact that I just have so much joy bubbling up in me, I have to let it out. And that's the way I want everyone to feel. I want them to feel that way about their lives. I want them to feel that way about themselves. I want everyone to really experience the gloriousness of each of us. Because this isn't something that's just reserved for a few people, the spiritually enlightened or whatever terminology you want to use. This is something that everyone has access to. Everyone. Because God doesn't play favorites. Everyone is given the power of the Creator within them. Everyone is filled with this amazing, joyous energy. All you have to do is be willing to allow it, to open up to allow it, and to let go of who you used to think you were. And it's usually that letting go that we have such problems with, because we have these habits, these patterns that we've been living in for so long. And when it comes to letting go, we're like, okay, if I let go, who am I going to be? Well, the truth is, you're going to be who you actually are. Because right now, you are probably being who someone said you were. And you haven't actually been yourself. So life gets more and more interesting as I'm on the journey and learning about myself, learning about life, learning how to let go, learning how to move forward. And it's really an interesting experience. I really, truly am enjoying it. And some days I just wake up wondering, okay, what's next, you know? Because I know it's going to be something wonderful. Because I have these intentions in my life things that I truly desire. And the more I open up to allowing myself to receive just something that we spiritual people have a real issue with. We are so good at giving. We can give sun up and sun down. But when it comes time to receive, we want to hold up our hands and say, no, 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 I can't receive. I can only give. And being able to receive brings balance. And it also keeps you from being burnt out. Because if you are constantly giving and never receiving, then your life is completely out of balance. Completely. So learning how to let go. Let go of everything you've ever believed. And I know that that's daunting. Because you don't know who you'll be without that stuff. And that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Because you don't have to know before you accept. Okay, and I need to say that again because for some of you that's something that no one's ever told you before. You don't have to know before you accept. Because usually the knowing is coming from your brain. It's coming from that part of you you see. But your brain is not actually a focus. It's just a tool that you get to use to create your life the way you choose to create it. Let it just be a tool. And allow yourself to be so much more. Allow yourself to live so much more. For the last week, one of the things that my guidance has been working with me on, because apparently I'm still in that, you know, gotta give, gotta give, gotta give, and I can receive a little, not much, but I can receive a little, which is actually a huge improvement. But they are working with me on living life fully. And sometimes that feels really overwhelming. Because if I know exactly, you know, what life is supposed to be like, what's supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen, there's a part of me that thinks that that makes me safe. It doesn't. But there's a part of me that thinks that it does. And I'm learning to let that go. And sometimes it feels like, okay, I'm willing to let this go, but you have to tell me where what I'm going to have instead. You know, I want to know what's going to be there in place of it. And I laugh because I'm always telling people, you don't need to know. But when it comes to me, sometimes I'm like, I need to know. And guidance just thinks that is so funny. And they just laugh and tell me that I'm such a wonderful person. I am so glad that they have a sense of humor. It really is wonderful. It allows me to learn to laugh at myself. And to truly learn to move forward in letting go of who I have been. Because I'm not required to be who I have been in the past. I'm not required to. I'm allowed to change. You're allowed to change. Everyone is allowed to change. And now is an opportunity for you to change. So if you have questions, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I'm also going to be opening the chat room. So if you can't call in, but you can get to the chat room, You can type your questions there. I will answer them as I see them. I'll remind everyone, usually when I'm talking with someone, my eyes are closed. So don't expect me to know what's going on in the chat while I'm talking, because I'm not looking at it. And if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1, so I'll know that you actually want to talk to me. Otherwise, it just means that you're here to listen, and that's absolutely fine. I don't have any problems with you just listening. But even if you're just listening, and guidance tells me that there's something that you need to say, then I will click on you anyway. So I don't promise to leave you alone just because you're listening. Everything flows from what I'm inspired to do, because it's all about what's for your highest good. And you are so loved, so deserving, and so worthy. And guidance wants to remind us of this over and over again, so that we stop living those little insignificant lives and start living the truth of who we are. Start experiencing the love that is inside of us. Start opening up to our own potential. So this is your day for doing that. This is your time. Don't let it pass you by. Accept that it is your right to live an amazing life. Okay. So like I said, they've been working with me this week on living life more fully. And when they work with me, what usually happens is they have me go to sleep. I think that's their favorite way of working with me. They just, you know, put me under and do these changes within me. And when I'm ready, I wake up and it's like, oh, wow. And it's like a new life. And in some ways, I feel like a new person, because it's just, it's giving me permission to be me. And I love that. And I love the feeling of the changes. And it's hard to put it into words. But it's something that anyone can experience. And guidance will work with you in your own particular way. And there are a lot of people I know who do experience that kind of getting put to sleep and then waking up and being something new, something different. And then some people go through more of a physical kind of changing thing. And sometimes it's a combination, so that you find that your body is expelling all kinds of energies and all kinds of stuff within you. You know, it's like you're, I'm hearing the word high colonic. I've never had a high colonic, but that's what I'm hearing. And that doesn't sound pleasant, and I can see why, you know, people wouldn't really want to do that. But it's about letting go. It really is about letting go. And that letting go can be so incredibly important to you and who you are being and what you are attracting into your life. So if you find that things are happening in your life that are encouraging you to let go, then by all means, let go. Don't fight it. Let go. So you can move forward, so that you can have that deeper understanding, so that you can experience those changes in your own life. So no matter what it is, even if it's something you really, really enjoy, let it go. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It doesn't mean that it's over. It means that it's changing. That's all. It's just changing. And if you want to know more about what I do, then check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. So if you have any, you know, connect with me. That's why I'm here. Okay, let's go to our first caller. And this is the wonderful Nathaniel. Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great, too. No matter what, you know, it comes up, you know, sun's always shining, and it's always a good time to give all your problems to heaven and expect for the best. Expect a miracle.
Yes. That's all a part of letting go. Just give it away. Give it away. We shouldn't have any problems with giving away problems, should we?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're going to want me back at work. You know, I heard that they were trying to let me go or something, but there'll probably be a better job that I enjoy 10 times as much.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's so.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
you
some of the problems... Yeah, Jesus is in control of my life, and you know the angels are, you know, doing the good work, and you know there's the crime's pretty much hellacious here in Sacramento, and you know being a security guard is, you know, has lots of problems. I think, you know, sometimes unless you get a really good post, you know, but then you know, but I could enjoy. Doing something, you know, better, so, you know, it's going to work out. But everything seems to be going good.
Well, good, and they are showing me that you are going to end up doing something that you actually enjoy doing, something that brings out the joy and the love within you. So that when you are going to work, it's not going to work, it's going to have fun. Yeah.
You know, they don't
seem
to be. Yeah. They just call you by your last name there, so it's really no emotion, you know, it's all military, and, you know, some of the posts can be good, but, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, I don't think that, I let them know I'm ready, and they haven't told me, so, it's all good.
Yeah,
my brother's wife, I guess, is in China, and she hasn't been able to see her parents. I guess they, you know, she has to go to the government office, and they've closed them, you know, during, you know, because of the virus. So I don't know if she's going to be there for, you know, she may be there for a while. And flights are back from China are like $4,000 right now. So my brother didn't want to pay that. And she may have to be quarantined for a couple of weeks, too. So, you know, that's going to kind of give me more time here, I guess. So,
yeah.
It seems to be working out, you know, for me, not necessarily everybody, but, you know, this, I guess, this coronavirus, I guess, has killed over 600 people now, and who knows how many people have been affected, and, you know, I hear the flu is what we really have to be aware of, but, you know, there's a lot of things I think to be aware of, but so, you know, to be, you know, good in the positive flow, you know, when we're here, you know.
Well, one of the things that guidance is always reminding me of, and they're reminding me now, is that we are not victims of germs, viruses, bacteria, that we actually are the ones who decide whether or not we are getting sick. We are not at the mercy of these germs and viruses. And so if you choose to be healthy, then you will be healthy. If you choose to get sick, then, hey, you'll get sick. So make sure that you are taking back your power from all of this stuff that the media says is killing people and whatever else they're saying. Don't give your power away to germs and viruses and things. Let your power stay with you.
Yeah, it's always good to eat organic. Do you eat organic food? Or?
No, I eat whatever I darn well want, whenever I darn well want. I don't. I'm not one of those people who thinks, okay, I've got to eat organic in order to be healthy. I ask my body what it wants. It tells me I eat it, and my body gets what it needs out of it, and life goes on. So I'm not into, you know, thinking organic is better or any of that kind of stuff. I don't put my power there. I just trust that my body gets what it needs because it tells me what it wants to eat.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes it's not all it's cracked up to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, people put a lot of importance on things that really aren't important. You know, they think that if I eat nothing but organic, I'm going to be this wonderfully healthy person. And then they hear about someone who's been eating organic for 20 years and suddenly they drop dead. They're like, well, they shouldn't do that. They were eating organic. It doesn't really matter what you're eating. It matters who you're being, what you're thinking, what you're creating in your life. That's what matters.
Yeah, the vibration that you hold in your body, you know.
Yeah. Well, people are learning that it's them that creates what they experience, and they're learning how to let go. And that's an important part of life.
Yep.
So, what is it that you want to let go of today?
Well, just I've been letting go of a lot of things in the garage, too. I've still been on a rant kind of to, you know, be able to, you know, get rid of stuff I don't need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still more stuff too. I have little books, I mean, spiritual books, you know, like The Art of War or something is like a little book. And I have lots of little books and, you know, just knickknacks and stuff that I may not even, you know, use, you know. I gave away a bigger thermos. I think I have a little thermos, but I don't even know if I need a thermos. But, you know, but lots of old stuff I'm carrying around. You know. But,
and what old beliefs are you letting go of?
Beliefs am I letting go of? Yeah, well, that worry thing and, you know, just... you know, just to think that, you know, you got to worry about things so much. I mean, you got to handle your business, you know, but, you know, there's something better around the corner. That's why if I lose this job, there's just got to be a better one coming, you know. You know, they seem to be kind of strict on a lot of things. That with my last company, if I showed up in 5 minutes, I'd get a 4-hour show up day. But they offered, you know, they want me to go down to work 2 hours, 3 hours, some places, and, you know, it ends up being, you know, they're kind of asking for too much. The first place that they called me out about a year ago, it was way in El Dorado Hills, and that's, you know, about 35, 40 miles, I think, here, and it was just too far, you know, to or something that it's not worth the effort, and it's kind of a bad thing. And a lot of times I use my own car for kind of a patrol car to go around, and that's not they really haven't offered me a better position. I'm kind of insulted, that they haven't seen my good diligent work effort and offered me a better position with the company. But I think I'm going to call this guy. I don't think I'll call in today for odd call. I called in yesterday. I know another guy, Patrick Kelly, I talked to before, and he usually works Saturday morning, so I might be able to get the kind of heads up from him, a little bit. But I don't think they want me back. They're looking for an excuse to let me go now. But we'll see what happens. But it might be a big blessing. I can. I guess I've finished collecting disability now. So, unless I get another doctor's note, which is not fixed. So, I'll be collecting unemployment for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and probably by April I'll have some job I really love. By spring.
Yeah.
And,
you deserve to have a job you love.
Yeah, because sometimes this job is, sometimes I got it all to myself, but it's so boring, I got to keep myself busy. And then sometimes I got to walk around, people want to hassle me, and I run into circumstances where, it's hard. One homeless person is throwing a shopping cart at another homeless person, and, sometimes it's, very dangerous for me to actually, some of the posts are kind of dangerous, extremely dangerous even, they pick up brakes, when I go over, tell them to move, and I don't really think my company really cares, a few months ago, I got some kids were firing paintball guns, the paintball fights. They had like machine guns or something that looked like paintball guns that looked like machine guns. They really make them, look, really like the real thing. And they were going around shooting at random cars in the parking lot where I was the guard at right by Big Five, where they were getting their ammo. They said that they returned one, and then I called the police, and five police cars showed up, and I had to talk to them about all that. And then, they fired actually a couple of shots at me in my car. It was really easy to remove the stuff. It wasn't, the real sticky kind, but stuff. But still, I don't know. And, which is a paintball gun and which is a real gun, because that took a lot of nerve to, go ahead and shoot, and so there's a lot of crime, I think, in this area and stuff, so, it's kind of unless I get a really good post, they may give me a lot of the old posts. A lot of people get a job where, they're really there, and it's not, such a bad post, but it's okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's time for you to leave that job. That's not your energy. That's not where you need to be. So just, put the intention out there that you're going to have the perfect position that's going to come to you, because you are attracting what you desire. So let it just come to you. Know that it's yours and that it's going to be there for you. And it feels like it is on its way. So just allow. Just be open to receiving.
Okay.
All righty. Well, now you can figure out something fun to do for the day and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Barbara. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you too, Nathaniel. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And our next caller is from area code 417.
Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Linda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Linda?
Okay, hold on 1 second here. I'm trying to... Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I had something on my phone here. Okay, what was I going to say? Can I go ahead and ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, my dog wants to talk. Anyways, I wanted to see about, do you foresee my husband and I moving? I don't know. He's putting in a bunch of job offers, and so he's trying to, I don't know. I'm wondering if something's going to pan out, or are we still going to stay here?
I'm okay. Do you want to move?
Yes and no. It's exciting to move to a different place, like a different state or country, but on the other hand, I don't. So.
Yeah, because that's what I was kind of getting your energy with saying, I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, I know. With his job being military before, like we've already done that. But I understand getting promoted and moving up the chain. You know, I understand that part too. So.
Yeah, but that means there's a part of you that's kind of like doing what you don't really want to do, which means you're not going to be living in your own joy and happiness when it comes
mm-hmm.
to things changing. And that's not a good way to live. That's not the way you're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see what they want to say about all of this. Okay, so
okay.
The goddess Ast, and her name is spelled A-S-T. She's an Egyptian goddess, an ancient Egyptian goddess. She's coming in, and she's going to talk to you, and she's also going to help you to let go of some of the resistance that you have to change in your own life. Because it's
okay.
not just the idea of moving. There's a part of you that's kind of like... It's almost like it's dug a little hole and it's moved in and it's saying, I'm not going anywhere. So
yeah,
she wants to help you to let go of that so that you have the freedom to actually move in your own life. Not move literally necessarily, but you know, you understand what I'm saying. Okay.
Right.
Here she is. A lot of women, when they become married, they put their spouse first. They put their children first. They put their pets first. They put everything before themselves. And that's a backwards way of being. We want to help you come back to putting yourself first, making you the most important person in your life. Now, this doesn't mean that if your husband wants to move and you don't want to move, you're going to have this horrible fight and he's going to go off and you're going to stay there and the marriage is going to end and blah, 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 blah. It just means that you will have a say of what you are doing in your life. And it will not be about him making the decision and you just going along. It'll be an equal partnership where you get to decide what works for you as well as what
mm-hmm.
works for him. And there's
right.
absolutely no reason why it can't work for both of you. So we
right.
are opening you up to the idea that it would be okay to move. And we are taking away the attachments and all of this energy. And some of this energy is connected with your beautiful animals and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what if I can't find a house that's right for them with a fenced yard and a neighborhood and all of the things that are important for your babies. So we are clearing out all of that so that you have the freedom to move forward and to find the perfect place. And if the perfect place turns out to be where you are, then that's fine. But if it turns out to be someplace
yeah.
else, then you will also be fine. And you will be living your life,
right,
not the life of someone else. We want you to have the freedom to make your own choices, because that's why you're here. And we want you to know that no matter what happens, your babies will be absolutely fine. They love you. They are not as picky about when you're there as you are. As long as you're there, they're okay. So just relax and let go of all of that. You are loved.
Okay.
Your husband loves you so much. You mean the world to him. And your support is important to him.
Nice confirmation,
so
yes.
Let him know that you are willing to do what it takes. And that you know that no matter where you guys live, you will be happy. You will have a beautiful life together, because that is truly the way it is meant to be. So we are giving you the freedom to make your own choices.
Okay.
And how does that feel now?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah, she took a lot of stuff out of you that you really didn't need, so you let that go. There were some attachments to the old military, moving, blah, blah, blah crap. Oh, yeah, you needed to let that go. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you have this freedom to enjoy your life no matter where you live. And if there's a particular place you want to live, let him know that. Let him look for jobs in that area so that you can be going to where you really want to be as well. Let this be about both of you. Make sure that you include you in your life. Okay?
I appreciate it,
I'm seeing things are going to work out well, actually. They're not showing me whether or not you move, but they are showing me you guys are happy. So that's what's important.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Would you be able to look into my son? Is that something you could do?
It depends on what it is you want to know. If it's something they consider to be his private business, they're not going to tell me.
Well, I don't know. I guess he's slowly kind of getting on the right path. I just kind of wanted to see if things are changing for him, or, you know, positive things in his life, or was he still running through obstacles?
Okay.
That's fine.
Actually, what it's bringing up is, okay, here's what the goddess ass is saying. So, we are now going to clear you of the need to be responsible for your son. We are clearing you of the need to take care of him, to look over him, to worry about him, to make sure that he's okay. He's a grown man now. He doesn't need his mommy. He needs his mother. And so you have moved to a different level in his life, and we are clearing out all of those, he's my little baby and I have to take care of him energies, because that no longer applies. And we are giving you the ability to accept him exactly as he is, exactly as he is, without making any judgments about him or his life. And this gives you the freedom to just love him. Love him. And that gives him the freedom to grow. Because as long as he believes you are looking over his shoulder and saying, oh, no, you shouldn't have done that, then he is always wondering, oh, my gosh, what is my mother going to think? But when you take away the energy, then he has the freedom to make his own choices and to know that no matter what he chooses, his mother is going to love him. And that is all that is important.
Right.
So how does that feel?
I think I'm gearing, I'm going in that direction. So at least yes, I see that.
Yeah, well, she just took you in that direction a lot more. She just cleared a bunch of crap out. So, so
well,
now you can... you can listen to your son as he's talking about what he's doing in his life, and you can just love him and accept whatever he says and not need to give him advice unless he actually asks for it.
Right. So, okay. Well, that sounds really good. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
And I appreciate the time to do the reading.
Well, you know, this is a time in your life when you should be doing what's important to you and doing what you really enjoy. So, you know, it's like you've been the caretaker of everyone else, and now it's time for you to take care of you. So let yourself be important. Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with you.
Wonderful.
I agree with you. So, all right, you have a good weekend, hopefully.
You
and
too.
We'll talk to you again, hon.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sue.
Okay, we are moving to our next caller. Oh, I opened my eyes and it was so bright in here. Okay, our next caller is Helena.
Hi, dear Barbara. Hi.
Hello.
Honey.
How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you doing? You sound marvelous.
I am doing good. You actually have much more strength in your voice. So.
Yeah, I'd say I have a bit more today. But, boy, I'm looking and thinking and contemplating, too.
But you're only looking, thinking, and contemplating about what you truly desire and not anything you're worried or fearful of, right?
Working towards that, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the reminder. Yeah.
And do you have a question? Because the goddess asked is ready to talk to you and to clear some stuff. So it's up to you whether you want to ask or if you just want her to do it.
Yeah, I'm ready to listen.
Okay, here she is.
Thank you.
So it's been an interesting journey. And you have had to go through so much because you are truly learning to let go. And there was that part of you that was really, 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 really holding on tightly. But we see that it's relaxing. It's relaxing. It's relaxing. And you can feel the energy flowing through your body more as you are opening up to the energy of life and allowing yourself to live your life. And that's important, giving yourself permission to live your life. And we are helping you. We are opening you up more and more to the flow and allowing everything that is not in alignment with what you truly desire to leave your life. And this is not something you need to work at. So stop working. Just allow. 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 It really is truly meant to be easy. It is meant to be easy. It is meant to be easy. We want you to spend some time every day telling yourself this. It is meant to be easy. Tell yourself what you truly desire. I am healthy. I am happy. I am beautiful. I am strong. I breathe deep. My life is incredible. My life flows with miracles and magic. I am creating the best life possible for myself, and my life is just getting better and better and better. I have the strength to live. And as we say these statements, we are implanting this energy within you. We are moving you into alignment with these statements so that you are moving out of alignment with what used to be. And we don't need to say what used to be because it's over and it's done and we don't talk about that. We only talk about what is important. We only talk about what we are choosing to create. We only talk about what we truly desire. And we only talk about it in a way that acknowledges that we are that already. Even if we cannot see it on the physical plane, we are already that. Because whatever it is you desire, even if you can't see it in your hand, it is already created. It is already there for you. And as long as you are open to allowing yourself to receive it, it is coming into your life. It is always coming into your life. This is something you know. Something you know with the very essence of who you are. Allow yourself to believe what you know. Allow yourself to believe what you know. Allow yourself to believe what you know. And accept this knowing into every aspect of your being. It is time. It is so much time for you to live your life fully. So let go. Let go. Let go. Let go of everything. Let go. Let go. Let go. And allow the new to come to you. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Did you say allow that what to come to me?
Allow the new things that are coming into your life to come to you. The things
okay,
that you desire.
Thank you. Okay.
Because it is happening. It is coming to you.
Okay.
All right. So
thank
there,
you so much.
Since we already gave you a message, was there a question?
No, I needed a message.
Okay.
I needed a message.
And I am seeing that you have this beautiful energy that is filling every cell of your body, and it really is transforming you. And it's transforming you in wonderful ways. So just let it happen. Notice what feels different. Let that be
okay.
your focus. Notice what feels different. Don't look for the same old stuff to see if it's still there. You know, open the window, throw
okay.
that out. Notice what's different.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, one question. You said this, and I didn't get the adjective. What type of energy was filling my body? I didn't know if it was useful or...
It's a beautiful flowing energy, the energy of life.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Now I'm hearing that song from Fiddler on the Roof. That song... to life, Lakayam, 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 to
oh.
life. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So I don't know if that means you're supposed to go watch The Fiddler on the Roof or you're supposed to play that song. But, you know, check in with yourself and see what feels right
all
for
right.
you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, I love you. Thank you.
Do something today that you really enjoy. Doesn't have
okay.
to be big or fancy or take a lot of efforts, but do something
yeah.
that you really enjoy, something just for you, okay?
Yeah. Thank you much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 510. Hi.
Hello there.
Hi. It's Liam.
Didn't I just talk to you? My goodness.
You did. And I said, oh, it's showing me I was supposed to call. So, you know, I told you I don't do it unless it does those little pop-ups that I actually see.
So here I am.
So what's going
Hi.
On with you today?
So it's, I, you know, this is just, I keep going back and forth on something. I'm invited to something to see psychic medium Blair Robertson, who I don't know him at all. But I guess it's a circle of like 10, and my mother got tickets, and I would fly back next week and then not next week, but like next Saturday, I fly directly over there to Sacramento and then leave in 2 days. So I'm wondering if that's really where I'm to be. And I'm going back and forth. Part of me is drawn and a part of me is not drawn. I have my own hotel room and everything. But I'm not sure. And that's why I thought, you know what, I never normally ask like that, but I keep going back and forth, which is why I haven't bought my ticket, not my ticket, you know, to fly.
Right.
But I need to make a decision.
So there's a little bit of, yeah, it feels like fear about this. Why are you afraid? What's this creating in you?
I think part of it is the traveling just up and back, and then having, well, I can say it. The last, when I, you know, because of just the sensitivities, when I came out of that women's circle, remember where I ended up 10 minutes later on the floor. And, you know, I mean, I'm associating things, so I think it's not on purpose, but there's some things I just need to, I don't know if I need to, I mean, I tap in anyway to the other side. So is it for me or is it not for me? And usually I get my own answer and I'm not getting a complete no. So yeah. So you see where the fear's coming, what I'm associating. So I need to not associate, but I am. So
yeah,
they're not even remotely related, and it's a quick flight in. I mean, it's not, I know I could fly. We already know that. I've been doing good. And I would go straight, like I said, I wouldn't even be in the car with my mom and Bill. I would go straight there, you know, get a car, a driver, and just go to the hotel. And so that's all been gifted, actually, to me, too. So that's kind of cool. But again, I don't know. Is it really a gift? I don't know. It feels like it is, but I don't know.
It feels like there's a part of you that really, 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 really doesn't want to change. And I'm not really sure why you're hanging on. You know better, but okay. So
let's
let the goddess help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do. You're right. There you go. Clear yeah, that
this.
Was a nice little slap. Yeah. There we go. That was true. Okay. Go ahead. Damn it.
All right. Here she is. You know life is all about change. And you know that as you change, you will have opportunities to experience new things, to experience things so that you can see that it really can work out. It doesn't have to be the way it was in the past. So we are disconnecting you from what happened in the past. We're just cutting all the cords to all of that because that is not now. That is not now.
Right.
That is not now. And this is an opportunity for you to stand in your power, to do something that you want to do simply because you want to do it, to just be you, to just be you, to just be you. And we've told you that you are not your mother. And this is also bringing up some of that energy. And we're helping you to clear that out as well. Because there is some judgment coming out in you about whether or not this really fits who you are. And it's not about whether or not it fits who you are. It's about whether or not, it's about who you are choosing to be. That is what you're becoming more and more aware of. So allow yourself the freedom to experience new things. Even things that don't necessarily make logical sense to you. And there's a part of that.
It actually makes weird
well.
Sense. You know, it does make sense. That's why I got the invitation. I know why I got the invitation. I'm like, it actually makes perfect sense. I'm just resisting. There we go.
Well, this is about you becoming you. It's about you becoming you. And so we are taking away the fear and all of that other little things that keep popping up. We're just taking it away, taking it away, taking it away. Now, ask yourself, is this something I want to do?
And what I get is, why not? So I guess the answer is yes.
Yeah. I was hearing yes, too.
Yeah. Yes. It was always a yes. That's why. Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Thanks. I just sometimes got to get out of my own way. So, yeah.
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 See, it's so simple. What, not even 5 minutes?
It really
minutes,
is.
And there you are.
Yeah, no, this is good. Now I'll get my ticket. I'm in the flight. Okay, yeah, I was like, I don't normally do it that way.
Incredible price, and it'll be a discount that was not available
yep.
any other time, and you'll have the perfect
there we go.
Food. They'll serve you champagne and caviar if you're into that.
All easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. All right, I anything else? It's coming through. That feels better, though. That's cool. Now it can be happy.
No,
okay,
they just want you to enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy
okay.
the whole experience. Start seeing the joy in everything that you do. And if you find yourself
okay.
seeing anything other than joy, let it go.
Okay. Okay. Well, there we go. Good practice. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You mm. are welcome, sweetheart. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
This feels like it's really going to be great for you. So, yeah. Enjoy
oh, cool.
it.
Cool. I will. I look forward to it. That's a shift.
Well, you can look forward to all
I
of
have
it.
To laugh at me. Right? Thank you. Goodness, I gotta laugh at me. I seriously do. All right, thank you so much. Oh, if it were all this simple, and then I remember it actually can be, and it is. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
yep.
Wonderful. Well,
it
enjoy
really,
yourself.
Thank you. I will.
And they're saying,
I will.
Go give your husband a hug. I don't know if you've hugged him today, but if you haven't, go hug him.
Go get that hug in. Okay. I shall.
Okay. All righty, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's amazing how simple life can be and how complicated we tend to make it. We really are these wonderful, amazing beings who create life in ways that sometimes just doesn't make any sense to us, but we do it anyway. And it's all part of us learning and becoming, and so there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So if there's something happening in your life and you're thinking, well, there's something wrong with me, no, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You are simply evolving. But just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. That's favorite thing that Goddess Ass loves to say is, let it go, let it go. And she's right. It's time for us to let things go. Let go of everything. Everything you can think of, let it go. And you'll be amazed at how much better your life will become. Because it's not about hanging on. It's about letting go. And allowing yourself to truly live. And that's what's actually important. Okay. Let me see if there's any questions from the chat room. No, there aren't. And I've done all of my callers. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to let go of the show now. I talked about letting go, and now I'm going to let go. So it's been wonderful speaking with everyone who called in today, and I love you all so much. And I'll be back next week. So if you have any questions, come and join me then. I hope everyone has a beautiful, amazing, wonderful day. I love you all very much. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.